This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let's go Buffalo.
Sal has done me dirty. That's what he did. We'll get to him in a second here, waiting for him to get hooked up here. But, I'm going to complain about it, but I'm secretly going to love it. Sal grabbed – we're streaming the shows now. Have been for – it was late in the playoff season for the Bills, into January. We started streaming the shows on YouTube and something they call the Twitch. So that's out there. And Sal – what happened today is trade deadline, getting going here, Cousins for Josh Norris, wow, big deal. Just getting my thoughts, on that out there on the air. And Zach raises his hand like, hey, what was news? Because I told him, we're going to start, and if something big happens, feel free to interrupt me. And so he does, and it's Brad Marchand to Florida. And my reaction is saved for all eternity. Because Sal put a screenshot of me, my mouth hanging open, like I'm just absolutely stunned, because that blew my mind. I mean, I meet me out tonight. I'm going to Town Ballroom to see Grosh and Uncle Ben's Remedy right from here. I'll talk to you about Brad Marchand going to Florida for an hour. I mean, I cannot believe that happened. So I was blown away when he told me that news, and I've got the look on my face to prove it is what ended up happening there. Big deal. Not the biggest deal of the day. The biggest deal of the day has to go to the Dallas Stars and the Carolina Hurricanes. Carolina traded for Mika Rantanen much earlier in the season, thinking they could sign him to a contract extension. He was shook by the trade to begin with, and contract negotiations never really took hold there for Rantanen with the Carolina Hurricanes, so they ended up flipping him out to Dallas for Logan Stankoven, a really nice player. It was kind of a story in the playoffs last year for Dallas. A little guy, but really, really gritty, good offensive player, and two first-round picks. And Dallas has subsequently signed Rantanen to an 8-year, $12 million a year contract. So massive deal there. A lot of the contenders went really, really big here. Brock Nelson went to Colorado last night. You had the Leafs get Lawton from Philadelphia, and they also got Brandon Carlo, big defenseman from the Bruins. The Bruins are just selling. What a weird time to be alive with the Bruins bailing out. They're only a couple of points out of a playoff spot. Anyway, enough about that. We've only got less than 10 minutes with Sal here to go over the Bills news of the day and look ahead to the week that's coming with free agency, the tampering period Monday, and then free agency actually opening in the new league year on Wednesday. But Sal, this picture, the things people are going to do to me with this picture, I just, I love it, but oh my God, some liberties are likely to be taken.
Yeah, I thought about that. I'm so sorry, but oh my God, it was amazing. I'm watching live. I love watching on YouTube now. It's just awesome because you can rewind. It's so easy. And I see you make this face and I'm like, oh my God, that is amazing. So I said, I have to rewind. And I said, people have to see this. And then after I put it out, I realized, you know what? Maybe that wasn't the best idea, but oh, holy heck, this is the business we've chosen.
Well, thank you. I will pretend to give you grief and hate it. But, you know, deep down inside, I'm going to love every second of it. So, Terrell Bernard.
By the way, for me too, fascinated. I was fascinated by the trade too. For Marchand to go to Florida, I was the same way. When that happened today, I said, I tweeted, so fascinating. So I'm with you on it.
Yeah. So Terrell Bernard, two down, I guess, a few to go for the Bills with contract extensions for guys that are eligible.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously we already had the contract extension for Khalil Shakir. Terrell Bernard comes in today, so that's two. You have three guys remaining that I think are very eligible, who are eligible, but also very much, you know, talked about that could get extensions. James Cook, we know his situation, I think, would be the hardest because of his stance. Then you have Christian Benford, which I think the team would love to get done, but you just don't know where those numbers are. That's a premium position, obviously, cornerback, and where that falls. And then you have Greg Rousseau. To me, Rousseau has always been the easiest if they really want to give him pretty big money. But that's the question. Do they want to do that? I would think they probably do. He's their guy. They drafted him, developed him. But the reason why it's the easiest is you could take his $13 million guarantee for his fifth-year option and basically shave probably $10 million off at least of, you know, the salary cap this year. And I think that's going to happen, Bulldogs. I sit here today just poking around a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think eventually we're going to get to a Greg Rousseau extension sometime between now and next week. We'll see where it goes, but that could be percolating. So you have that, and of course, Terrell Bernard now locked up for 5 years, really. It's the same as Khalil Shakir. It's a four-year extension, but really it doesn't kick in until next year. And I was stunned at the money because, yeah, $50 million, sticker price might look like, ooh, okay, fifth highest linebacker in the league at 12.5. No. It's $25 million guaranteed. I mean, that's really only $6 million per year if you only look at the guaranteed money. I think the Bills got a nice deal here for Terrell Bernard.
Yeah, I agree. And this is a player that very quickly ascended, right? I mean, he spent his rookie year, and we were kind of curious about him, athletic, small, okay, you know, quite a change from what they had at middle linebacker when Tremaine Edmonds was patrolling that patch of grass for the Bills. And he was hurt that training camp, and like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And then he, you know, I think we discovered why the Bills had so much faith.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ethan him because I think as soon as he got on the field, he became a player that could really be counted on, and really for more than just, you know, just to hold down the fort, he has made big plays for this team.
Yeah, for sure. It's really interesting. Everything you said is right. He's made splash plays. And I remember when he became the starting middle linebacker and Ed Tremaine had left, and I remember going to OTAs that year, and I took a picture, and I posted this. And it was Bernard and Milano and Taron Johnson all standing kind of next to each other doing some warm-ups. And someone replied, look at our new middle linebacker. He looks like a slot corner, like how small he was, right? And that was the concern. And that still is, I think, for a lot of people. He's undersized, but look, it's a trade-off. The Bills are undersized at certain positions because they want to have the athleticism. And Terrell Bernard certainly is athletic, and he can cover. He's obviously very physical. But no doubt, I understand when people say, well, he could get, he's a little bit more propensity to get hurt. You know, look, he rolled his ankle in a playoff game a couple years ago against the Steelers. He missed a couple games. He hurt his pec this year. He missed four games. Other than that, those are the only games he's missed his entire career. So he hasn't he is a physical guy and an undersized body, but I think the trade-off is good for the Bills and how they want to run it. But that being said, you know, he's next to Matt Milano as well. He's another guy that's made splash plays as well. And, you know, they're going to have to do something with Milano's contract probably. They could let him play out his this year at the number. I don't know if that's livable for the Bills. So we'll see. You and I brought it up yesterday. You brought it up with me about, you know, Matt Milano and what they might want to do with him. I as I said here today, I am very much confident Matt Milano will be on the 2025 Buffalo Bills. They're not moving on from him from everything that I know. The question is, I would believe that maybe something could be altered in his contract or whatever. Yeah. We'll see where that goes. But I'm confident that Matt Milano will be on the 2025 Buffalo Bills. It makes no sense for the Bills to move off him, especially prior to June 1, like this week, because they would literally save no money and take on a $17 million cap hit.
Yeah.
And if they waited till as a June 1st designation, they'd save $9 million, but they'd still take on a $6 million cap hit over the next 2 years.
And you don't get that money until June 1st, as we have all come to learn.
That's exactly.
Yeah, I think some sort of a restructure, pay cut, something makes sense there. I hope he's amenable to that, because I do think he did. It took him a while, and really when he got back in the lineup, he still didn't look quite like himself, but they gave him the room to sort of work himself, I think, into Matt Milano game shape. And I think by the end of the year, well, the end of the playoffs, I think we had gotten there. Well, Sal, there is still going to be a lot of work to do for this team to get not just cap compliant, but get room to operate here and do business when the market opens on Wednesday. Last year, by this time, they had made a bunch of moves that freed up a bunch of money. A lot of cuts and all that kind of stuff. It's been kind of quiet on that front. We had the punter yesterday and these extensions for these guys, which are helpful with that in mind. But it would seem like they're going to have a pretty busy, I don't know, 72 hours or so leading into Monday.
Yeah, agreed on that. I know we only have a minute or two, but it just came to my mind. I wanted to ask you something back on the Terrell Bernard thing, and I want to
okay.
Just dollars for dollars, player for player. I mean, forget dollars. I mean, player for player. Forget the salary. Who would you rather have at middle linebacker, Terrell Bernard or Tremaine Edmonds?
I would say Bernard. I think Edmonds got a tough ride. I think a lot of what he did effectively taking up space with his length is not the kind of thing that, you know, it's not splashy, but I think it was very effective for the Bills. But Bernard, the big plays, I think, make an impression. So I would say Bernard.
Okay, and the reason I ask is I went back and looked. Terrell Bernard's, when he left, 4 years, $72 million, 50 guaranteed.
Right.
And we're talking about the guy they have now you'd rather have, and they just got him for half the price. I just want to put that in perspective for everybody.
Right.
Right? He's getting it for up to $50 million, but $25 million guaranteed, which is half the price. So I just think that's just putting in perspective, everybody, Terrell Bernard's contract today. And by the way, I did not think they could shave anything off Khalil Shakir's cap number from over $3 million because it was that low. And they did because they added a void year to it. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens for Bernard as well, and they add a void year, and Bernard could go from like 3.5 to 2 something, and then between him and Shakir, you're saving over $1 million in cap space, which gets us to what you just asked, which is how do you create that room? They still have to do that. So I would think, number one, let's see if anything happens with Matt Milano's contract. Don't know. They could just leave it as be, but I wouldn't be surprised if we hear something on that front. Number two, Von Miller's the big one that's hanging out there. What do they do with Von Miller? I think it's the same situation. To me, there's only two options here. You either release Von Miller or he restructures. You're not keeping him at $23 million on your salary cap. I just think that's no way to me that is happening. And then a couple other guys, you know, you could look to say, okay, what are we doing? Connor McGovern going to the last year of his deal. Could you do an extension there to lower his salary cap? AJ Epenesa has always been a sneaky June 1st guy for me because you could save like $7 million and only eat like 1.7, I think it is. But again, as you brought up, you don't get that money until June 1st. So there are things they have to do. And then, of course, there's Josh Allen. How much can you save with a Josh Allen restructure or even an extension? He's counting $44 million against the cap. He has 4 years left on this current deal. An extension for another 3-4 years, you add a couple void years onto that, and you could have, you know, Josh Allen here. You could shave a lot off that salary cap money.
For sure. We'll keep an eye on all of that as we head through the weekend and into what will surely be a busy week for the Bills. Sal, thanks a lot for this. Appreciate it, and thanks for ruining my life.
You got it, buddy. I'm still with you. I'm shocked, too, but you got it. No problem. Thank you.
It's our Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? We will rebound back into hockey, get you Kevin Adams, a lengthy session with three reporters that were on hand in Florida. That is on the way next on WGR.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.